Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is a Daily Tech Headlines special detailing the announcement from Facebook's Oculus 6 conference and Amazon's event. At the Oculus 6 conference, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced a software update called Oculus Link that will let Oculus Quest users connect their headset to a PC using a USB-C cable. This lets Quest play the more graphically intense Oculus Rift games. Oculus Link arrives in November. The Oculus Quest will implement some deep learning and model-based tracking to use its existing cameras for hand tracking through a software update coming early next year. The feature will be an experimental opt-in choice for users. In more social news, Facebook also announced it will launch a VR environment called Facebook Horizon in 2020. Facebook Horizon will let users create their own avatars, chat with friends, and play games, among other things. Existing services, Facebook Spaces, and Oculus Rooms will be shut down October 25th. New Facebook-powered social features will be coming to Oculus later this year. Chats will let you message Oculus friends from your headset or outside of it. Event planning for events in VR was also announced. And you'll be able to post to Facebook from Oculus things like clips of games and other content. Facebook also announced it's building augmented reality glasses along with having the Facebook Reality Labs project Live Maps, which will recreate the planet in a 3D map. Live Maps is being built using machine learning and pulling geotagged images from the Facebook user base. The technology, though, is still a few years away. Fandango Now is live on the Oculus Go and Quest VR headsets, so you can buy or rent movies and TV shows or access your previous purchases, including Movies Anywhere content. Fandango Now will feature in the Oculus TV app. And finally, Respawn Entertainment revealed Medal of Honor Above and Beyond, a virtual reality take on the classic World War II franchise. That'll be coming later next year. From Amazon's event, the Echo Dot with clock has an LED display embedded in the usual fabric cover. The display can show the time, timers, and outside temperature, among other things. It also lets you tap on a button at the top to snooze for an extra 9 minutes after an alarm. It does not have a camera. Pre-orders are available now for $59.99, though no word on shipping. There's a third-generation Echo with a neodymium driver and a 3-inch woofer for better sound. It also now comes in a twilight blue color. Pre-orders have begun for $99.99, though no word on shipping. The Echo Studio is a premium speaker that has 3D audio support with Dolby Atmos. It can use the microphones to calibrate audio in the room. The speaker has 3 mid-range speakers, a tweeter, and a woofer. It can support stereo pairing with another speaker as well. It is positioned to work with Amazon Music HD, the recently announced service, and Amazon says it's working with studios to get more tracks that support 3D audio. The Echo Studio is available for pre-order at $199, and following a theme here, no word on shipping. The Echo Show 8 is a mid-sized Echo Show with an 8-inch HD display and a privacy shutter. All Echo shows are getting a drop in on all, which starts a group chat with everyone in your family that has an Echo device. And the kids' bundle of content called Free Time is also coming to Echo Show devices as well. The Echo Show 8 is available for pre-orders at $129.99, shipping in time for the holidays. In Amazon Voice Services news, it's getting a lot of new features. Multilingual mode will let people speak one of two languages to a device without having to switch settings. The US users will get English and Spanish, Canadian users will get English and French, and in India, there's English and Hindi. A neural text-to-speech model that lets a voice be more emotive and expressive without relaying on recorded phrases is also coming. It will launch with Samuel L. Jackson's voice that has an explicit mode if you want it. Additional celebrity voices will come next year for 99 cents each. The ability to ask, "Tell me what you just heard," is now live. Later this year, you'll be able to ask, "Why did you do that?" And Amazon has added an auto-delete feature to its privacy hub to erase video recordings after 3 or 18 months. And Alexa Communications for Kids will let parents whitelist contacts that their kids are allowed to talk to on Echo devices. And Amazon Voice Services is coming to Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac vehicles in the first half of next year. This will be added through a software update to model 2018 and newer cars. In hardware news, there's a Ring indoor cam available for pre-order now for $60. There's also a stick-up cam for outdoor usage running either off a battery, wall power, or a solar power add-on. Pre-orders are available now for $100. Ring security cameras will get a home mode in November to stop recording when you're around. And Ring Alarm retrofit kit that can integrate your home's existing security hub with a Ring Alarm setup is coming in November for $200 or bundled with the Alarm Hub for $376. New Eero mesh routers for $99 each or three for $249 will be available in the US today and Europe later this year. Amazon did not clarify if these will support Wi-Fi 6. You can now use voice to turn off or on guest Wi-Fi or pause Wi-Fi access to specific devices on the network. Those voice controls will also come to routers from TP-Link, Asus, Linksys, and Aeris. Amazon also announced Echo Flex that plug into wall outlets for voice command reception. It has a USB port for device charging. It includes a slot to plug in an additional nightlight or motion sensor that's available for $15 each. An API will let developers build on other accessories. They're available for pre-order at $25. The Echo Glow is a lamp that you can pair with an Echo. The lamp can do a sleep timer to gradually dim, play music, and flash lights in a dance party mode, or cycle through rainbow colors. Pre-orders are available in the US for $29.99. The Amazon Smart Oven can do convection cooking, air frying, and food drying, along with typical microwave oven functions. You can use Amazon's Alexa app or an Echo Show to scan food labels from Whole Foods products for automatic cooking programming. Pre-orders today are available for $250 with a free Echo Dot. Then there's Echo Buds, wireless earbuds with Amazon Voice Services and Bose noise reduction. These are available for pre-order for $130. Sidewalk is a low-bandwidth, long-distance wireless protocol meant to connect IoT devices. It has better range than Bluetooth and Wi-Fi at up to a mile and was more power efficient and simpler than 5G. This uses free 900 MHz spectrum. Amazon will publish the protocol for other device makers to integrate. The first product will be Ring Fetch, meant to track your dog, and coming next year. Amazon also announced the Certified for Humans program to make setting up a smart home device easier. Devices in the program will have a reduced number of steps to connect to Amazon Voice Services, support automatic firmware updates, among a dozen other requirements. Echo Frames glasses were also announced. These integrate mics and have a small speaker for voice assistant access. You can swipe at the side to get more information, set reminders, and use smart home gear. These can accommodate prescription lenses as well. They're available for $180 through the Day One Edition program for trying new products. And finally, there's Echo Loop, a smart ring. Has a titanium frame that pairs with your phone and has a haptic engine to vibrate for notifications. It's activated when you hit a discrete button. Hold it up to your mouth to talk and up to your ear to hear responses. This is available for $130 through the Day One Edition program for trying new products. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, check out Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all of these announcements there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.